Since yesterday, there have been two more deaths from COVID-19 and over 1,000 new active cases in the state. 216 people are currently hospitalized. South Dakota has not seen that many people hospitalized from COVID since January. So what does this mean for our hospitals and their staff? Dr. Chad Turry is a family medicine physician and regional director of clinical quality with Avera Medical Group in Sioux Falls. He joins us on the phone to discuss just that. Dr. Turry, welcome.
Thank you for having me again.
Yes, absolutely. Just jumping right in, can you give us an overview of what you're seeing right now as far as hospitalizations are concerned?
Yeah, so certainly over the last couple of weeks, seeing an increase in hospitalizations. I think from our system, we're probably not quite triple hospitalizations that we had in early August. So seeing some increased numbers. It's stabilized a little bit, or the rate of increase hasn't been going up here the last number of days like we maybe anticipated. So we're kind of in a wait and see standpoint, but certainly numbers are going up.
And I think one of the bigger questions is, why is this happening? We're seeing case numbers and hospitalization numbers that we haven't seen since January. And, that was before the vaccine was available. And now the vaccine is available. It's free. It's available to everyone. So I guess the big question is, why?
Well, I think it's a combination of things. We're doing pretty well here as far as vaccination rates. We're probably in the middle of the pack as far as states in the Sioux Falls region and some other counties throughout the state. We're doing a little better job compared to some other counties. So I think our vaccination rates are helping to some degree. But the Delta variant is really the game changer here that we're dealing with. So despite being vaccinated, vaccinations are still very effective as far as preventing hospitalizations, preventing death. It's the best tool we have to fight this virus, but we do end up seeing a little more breakthrough infections with the Delta variant. I think some recent study I looked at was maybe about a 70% effectiveness rate compared to, the initial studies that came out regarding the COVID vaccinations and how they were about 90-95% effective in preventing symptomatic disease. So I think some breakthrough cases there. I think the summer months, we're outside more, school's not in place. We're not doing as many large kind of social gatherings. And I think some of that has changed here over the last month, which has probably contributed to the increase in case rates as well.
So I'm fully vaccinated and everyone here is fully vaccinated. How worried do I have to be about ending up in the hospital?
So I really think that depends on, kind of your underlying health status. So I think a fully vaccinated person that's, young and otherwise healthy is still going to do really good. If there's considerable degree of immune compromise and you haven't been able to get your third booster shot, then you probably need to be careful because there is a chance that despite being fully vaccinated, you're going to could end up in the hospital. So I think if in that situation with someone that's immune compromised, maybe older age, and has some of those higher risk factor diseases such as COPD and diabetes and so on, then if you are going to be out, it really makes sense to wear a mask. And I think, going back to just CDC guidelines and in general mitigation measures for everybody, if you're out in public and certainly in places where it's indoors and you can't socially distance, you should be wearing a mask anyways.
Oh, kind of going back to the basics where we were a year ago.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's kind of hard to talk about cases going up and hospitalization rates going up without talking about the difference maybe that we're seeing between the eastern side of the state and the western side of the state. Can you tell me how you guys are doing in comparison to how we're doing out here in the West River?
Yeah, I think we're comparatively doing a little bit better. Going back to a lot of those different variables as far as what can impact that rise in COVID cases. So comparatively, once again, I think on the western side of the state and in around Rapid City, there's probably a little bit lower vaccination rates compared to other parts of the state, including in particular Minnehaha County. So that contributes, obviously, the a number of visitors coming into the area out there from the Sturgis rally is going to impact those case numbers going up as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I'd really love to know, well, how is your hospital staff doing? You know, how has this affected their mental health? How is everyone holding up?
Yeah, I mean, that's a great question. You know, certainly it's been a rough last 18 months dealing with COVID. There was a little bit of a reprieve here during the summer months as far as COVID cases, but everything else was busy. So all the other things that come in as far as surgical procedures and trauma and so on, I mean, the hospitals never really kind of got that summer slowdown or late summer slowdown. So we've been pushing through, and now you add a little bit of a COVID surge on top again. So, you know, really trying to boost the morale of staff and encourage them to continue to push forward. But certainly burnout is a big issue. And unfortunately, we've had some staff that have left healthcare because of COVID over the last 18 months. And so we've kind of got some holes to fill in regards to staffing because of that as well.
Absolutely. So wash your hands, wear a mask, socially distanced, and I'm guessing most importantly, get vaccinated?
That is correct. Kind of the same story, same messaging, just you know, making sure that we're doing it. It you know, we're gonna see a surge here, and the month of September could be a little rough, but you're right. There's burnout in the hospitals. I know everybody's kind of tired of COVID, but the reality is we've got Delta here to deal with over the next 4 to 6 weeks, and we need to all do our part as far as mitigating that surge and impacting our hospital loads. And once again, the hospitals, we're going to be able to manage it, but we got to be able to have the staffing ratios and stuff like that to be able to manage all the other everyday things that we deal with. You know, looking back to last year, we ended up shutting things down for a while and pushing some services back, and that just kind of led to a bottleneck. So we want to make sure that we're still providing all the routine, everyday things that we need to do and deal with COVID on top of it. And we're going to need all the help we can get from the community to decrease the rate of COVID infections and COVID-related hospitalizations.
Absolutely, without a doubt. Well, thank you to all the healthcare workers and hospital staff. And thank you, Dr. Chad Turry, for joining us today on In the Moment.
No problem. Thank you.